They're still trapped in the steel plant. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News, and Russian forces are said to be getting closer to where thousands of Ukrainian soldiers and civilians have been holed up for weeks.
An estimated 2,000 Ukrainian Marines, along with innocent civilians, including women and children, have been suffering, some badly wounded, in tunnels beneath the steel plant sheltering from the Russians. The mayor says a high-end Ukrainian worker did give the Russians the information on how to access the tunnels, although the mayor could not say if that worker is considered a traitor or was forced by Russians.
Fox's Matt Finn, more than 500 civilians have been safely evacuated. On Monday, Russia will celebrate its victory over Nazi Germany in 1945. U.S. officials are urging any Americans in Russia to avoid large public gatherings that day. More demonstrations are expected in the U.S. as abortion advocates react to a draft Supreme Court ruling that overturns Roe v. Wade. The White House press secretary has also expressed disappointment.
Jen Psaki plainly stated that White House officials hope the final Roe v. Wade opinion does not look like the one that was leaked. And that means that White House officials share a goal with pro-abortion activists.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Protesters could demonstrate tomorrow at churches nationwide. A survivor has been pulled from the rubble of a luxury hotel in Cuba's capital, and search crews with dogs are combing the debris, hoping to find more. A natural gas leak is being blamed for yesterday's explosion that killed at least 25 people. The hotel in the Old Havana neighborhood was undergoing renovations and was supposed to reopen next week. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
An Indiana man who killed a police officer has been sentenced to more than 50 years in prison. Southport Police Lieutenant Aaron Allen was shot 11 times in 2017 after responding to a single vehicle crash. When Allen attempted to climb into the vehicle to help Jason Brown, who was dangling upside down by his seatbelt, Brown opened fire. The defense argued that Brown suffered a seizure before the crash and didn't realize he was shooting at an officer, but a doctor who treated Brown at the scene found no evidence of a seizure. One of the weapons being used to fight crime in the state of New York is being shelved amid privacy concerns.
It's helped crack cold cases and put murderers behind bars, but an appeals court has stopped the specific use of a DNA crime-fighting tool, claiming it also raises privacy and discrimination concerns. The technique lets law enforcement search the state's DNA data bank for relatives of people who have left traces of genetic material at a crime scene. The searches were challenged by a group of black men worried they could be targeted because their relatives were convicted of crimes and had genetic information in the data bank. The ruling is specific only to that particular use of DNA evidence searches. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Conditions in northern New Mexico are deteriorating as crews battle a nasty wildfire. The wind is getting stronger.
No relief in sight for the foreseeable future, with at least some chance for critical conditions continuing well past this weekend into the week.
Brian Squitieri with the National Weather Service. Last-minute lineup changes at the New Orleans Jazz Festival. Willie Nelson was forced to bow out after one of his band members tested positive for COVID-19. Melissa Etheridge will also be a no-show this weekend. She says the virus has impacted her crew. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.